Perhaps we'll have two young men that can just read a few verses in Judges chapter 13. Reading from verse 8. Read from verse 1 to verse 5. And then chapter 14, someone else can... Well, when we get to that, I'll tell you the verses we're going to read from there. So Judges 13, 1 through 5 first.
I have a volunteer right here.
Now the sons of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord, so the Lord gave them into the hands of the Philistines 40 years. Now there was a certain man of Zariah of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and had borne no children. Then the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, "Behold, you are barren and have borne no children, but you shall conceive and give birth to a son. Now therefore be careful not to drink wine or strong drink, nor to eat any unclean thing, for behold, you shall conceive and give birth to a son, and no razor shall come upon his head, for the boy shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel from the hands of the Philistines."
Very good. And in Judges chapter 14, verses 1 through 10.
And Samson went down to Timnath and saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. And he came up and told his father and his mother and said, "I have seen a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Now, therefore, get her for me to wife." Then his father and his mother said unto him, "Is there never a woman of all the daughters of thy brethren, or among all my people, that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines?" And Samson said to his father, "Get her for me, for she pleaseth me well." But his father and his mother knew not that it was of the Lord that he sought an occasion against the Philistines, for at that time the Philistines had dominion over Israel. Then went Samson down and his father and his mother to Timnath, and came to the vineyards of Timnath, and behold, a young lion roared against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid, and he had nothing in his hand. But he told not his father or his mother what he had done. And he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. And after a time he returned to take her, and he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. And behold, there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. And he took thereof in his hands, and went on eating, and came to his father and mother, and he gave them, and they did eat. But he told not them that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of the lion. So his father went down unto the woman, and Samson made there a feast, for so used the young men to do.
Thank you. Now, I'd just like to read the end of verse chapter 13, two verses there. Chapter 13, verse 24 and 25, says, "The woman bore a son, called his name Samson. The child grew, and the Lord blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol." So as we mentioned last night in the word of encouragement that we received, that Manoah's wife was had a discourse between herself and an angel. It was a discourse. And God himself had looked down upon the moral condition of things amongst his people. They had gone away from the true and living God. Many practices had come in that was in opposition to the mind of God. And in the 13th chapter, the first verse reminds us that Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord. And he delivered them into the hand of the Philistines 40 years. And throughout the book of Judges, if you've ever done some reading here, you'll find that God, who is a God of mercy, a God of grace, reaches a point by which he then has to train his people by putting them under the oppression, the hand of a great oppressor. And so we see that in some of the earlier chapters with some of the kings, the king of Moab, king of Cushan-Rishathaim, and here it is under the hands of the Philistines. It is a very difficult environment and period of time, great apostasy of going away from God. But the Lord loves to hear when his people cry. He loves to raise up deliverers that would release them from such bondage as they go through the exercises in their souls as to the reason for this dilemma, this affliction that has come upon them. And so he dispatches an angel who speaks to the wife of Manoah, and he tells her that God is going to raise up a deliverer through her out of a barren womb. And he tells her that she herself has to be a vessel that is fit, clean, having no wine or strong drink. And we are very familiar with this in the end of chapter 13, because I'd like us to really spend our time looking at Samson in chapter 14 and tying back to some of the principles we talked about yesterday in Numbers chapter 6. But at the end of chapter 13, it says that the woman bore a son and called his name Samuel. The child grew, Samson, and the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. And this is the interesting verse I want us to use as a springboard. The Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan to Zorah. Samson began very well. He had a tremendous start. He was born into a Christian home, quote unquote. He had parents, he had a mother who was a vessel that God brought forth a deliverer from, out of a barren womb, something, a womb that was dead. Life came. And Samson was the result of God's miracle. And just like you and I, who have been born into the family of God, saved, we often begin well. And as we said yesterday and perhaps the day before, that we, within our own souls, that energy, that excitement is what Samson had, because the Spirit of God came upon a young Samson as he grew, as he was available, as his heart was pure before the Lord. And he moved and he used Samson. But then it says in verse 1 of chapter 14 that Samson went down. And so we want to, as we open this up, and we want to not just in a sense look at the life of Samson as we have done in perhaps other settings, but as we touch on these different aspects of the life of Samson, we want to remember that he is a Nazarite from birth. There are things that he was supposed to stay away from. There are things that he was supposed to do as a Nazarite before God, as raised up as a deliverer. And so we have to think of this in terms of what God wants for us as young people. He has brought you into the family of God with a purpose. And that is that we might be an example. We didn't touch on Amos chapter 2 yesterday, but it says there that God had raised up young men to be prophets. He raised up young men to be Nazarites. The thought behind the young men as prophets was that they would be those who would teach, those who would have the truth of God in their hearts, and would be those who would maintain it as a testimony. The Nazarites, the young men as Nazarites, and young women as we have, for them to be an example. And it says in verse 12, but they gave them drink. And so there is always the enemy's desire to bring in something that is going to influence the prophets and the Nazarites so that they would dishonor God in this scene. So as we open this up, I hope that that will be a springboard for us as we look at Samson, be able to say he was one who was to be a prophet in a sense, maintaining the rights and the truth of God's word. He was to be a Nazarite as an example, and Samson fell short in his life on this. And there are many lessons for us as we begin chapter 14. So Samson went down.